श्रद्धा वा लभते ज्ञानम्, तत्परः संयतेन्द्रियः ज्ञानम् लब्ध्वा पराम् शान्तिम् अचिरेनाधिगच्छति। इस भगवद गीता 4.39, श्रद्धावाल, द पर्सन हु हैज श्रद्धा लभते ज्ञानम्। सो नॉर्मली पोजेसर ऑफ श्रद्धा इज कॉल्ड श्रद्धावान, बट बिकॉज द वर्ड साउंड ल इज कमिंग इमीडिएटली आफ्टर लभते, सो दिस ऑल्सो बिकम्स मॉडिफाइड टू ल, श्रद्धावाल लभते। द वन हु हैज फेथ ज्ञानम्, दैट पर्सन एक्वायर्स नॉलेज। तत्परः संयते इंद्रियः, नॉट ओनली शुड द पर्सन हैव श्रद्धा, द पर्सन शुड ऑल्सो तत्परः, शुड बी डिवोटेड टू दैट अल्टीमेट रियालिटी, डिवोटेड टू द परस्यूट ऑफ दैट नॉलेज एंड द रियालिटी दैट इज रिवील्ड थ्रू दैट नॉलेज। संयते इंद्रियः, पर्सन हैज द सेंसेस अंडर कंट्रोल। ज्ञानम लब्ध्वा, वंस यू एक्वायर्ड द नॉलेज, देन पराम शांतिम, द सुप्रीम पीस। अचिरेनाधिगच्छति, अचिरेण, अधिगच्छति, अचिरेन मीन्स विदाउट मच डिफ, विदाउट लॉन्ग टर्म, विदाउट टू मच टाइम, अचिरेन अधिगच्छति। इट विल सून हैपन, अचिरेन। सो नाउ हियर the point is, Krishna is now talked, has earlier talked about the glories of the transcendental knowledge. Now he talks about how that knowledge can be acquired. So he states, Shraddha va labhate, by Shraddha one can acquire this knowledge. Labhate, so Krishna has earlier talked about Shraddha and Ashraddha, in contrast, in terms in 3.31 and 4.32. Now he's talking about it, something similar in here in 4.39 and 40. So let's compare these two verses by their content as well as by their context. In theme, both are talking about Shraddha. So 3.31 was Ye me matamitam nityam anutishtanti manavah श्रद्धावंतो अनसूयंतो मुच्यन्ते तेपि कर्मभिः। ये मे मतमिदं नित्यं, द इंस्ट्रक्शंस दैट आई हैव गिवन यू, अनतिष्ठन्ति मानवः, वन हु लिव्स, द पर्सन हु लिव्स अकॉर्डिंग टू दैट, श्रद्धावंतो अनसूयंतो, दैट पर्सन हु हैज श्रद्धा एंड हु डज नॉट हैव एनवी, मुच्यन्ते तेपि कर्मभिः, दैट पर्सन बिकम्स फ्री फ्रॉम द बॉन्ड्स ऑफ कर्म। This verse comes immediately after the previous verse, which was the verse of how 3.30 was how we should offer all our work to Krishna. Mai sarvani karmani sanyasya adhyatma chetasah nirashur nirmamo bhutva yudhyasva vigata jvaraha. So without laziness, without possessiveness, offer the fruits of your work to me in spiritual consciousness. So many conditions Krishna gives over there. Now, there, if you see, the first contrast is between 3.31 and 4.39 is that in 3.31 the maam or me is very common, very prominent. My instructions, ye me matam idam nityam. So, one who has faith in my instruction, that person will become free from the bondage of karma. Whereas here, what is Krishna telling? That if one has faith, then one will acquire this knowledge. And by this knowledge, what will happen? One will attain supreme peace. And one will attain it soon. Achirena adigacchati. Now, of course, the supreme peace does not refer to a peace on the battlefield, because that is, or that the peace that comes from a ceasefire or armistice during a war, because that peace is fragile, volatile. This peace is param shanti. It is a supreme peace that comes by transcending the sources of agitation that are there in this world. To the extent we are able to transcend the sources of agitation by our by the purification of our heart, to that extent we will be able to rise upwards in our spiritual life. So here Krishna is essentially talking about that higher purification, that higher edification. Now, that is one difference. Now, of course, Param Shantim, so in that sense, the result is same. Param Shanti means liberation. And Muchyante Tepi Karmabhi is also liberation. Now, another point is, what is the content? What is it that we should have faith in? In 3.31, it was said, have faith in me, in my instructions. That instruction, you should follow Karma Yoga. By Karma Yoga, you will gain liberation. Now, here also Krishna is saying, Shaddhaval Labhate Jnanam. Krishna is talking about how the knowledge is so glorious, that knowledge will purify, knowledge will take beyond illusion. Knowledge will grant inner relish. Now Krishna is telling that to acquire this knowledge, one needs faith. And what is that knowledge? That is the knowledge by which drakshasyatmanyatho mai, you will see all living beings as in me and mine. So again, this is the knowledge of bhakti, actually. The knowledge by which one sees everything in relationship with Krishna, not that one sees mine. Krishna is not saying, you know, not see everyone as me. He's saying everyone as mine. So it's clearly personal knowledge that is being talked about. Now, so there the Shraddha was in following Krishna's instructions. Here the Shraddha is for acquiring knowledge. But what does one have to Shraddha? Have Shraddha in. Shraddha again in Krishna's instructions that by the practice of yoga, karma yoga, one or bhakti yoga, one will acquire knowledge and that knowledge will ultimately liberate. Now, let's look at what all Krishna says will required for acquiring knowledge. He says, first of all, normally people think that knowledge and faith are atheists especially, or skeptics think that knowledge and faith are opposite. That if you want to, if the more knowledge advances, the more faith decreases. But actually, as far as faith in the existence of God is concerned, Blaise Pascal said that a little bit of science takes a person away from God, but immersion in science brings a person back to God. Kelvin said that if you think deeply enough, you'll be forced by science to believe in God. And actually, as knowledge increases, faith increases. That is one relationship which is substantiated by these quotes. But more importantly, for any kind of knowledge, some preliminary faith is required first. Even atheists, they have a faith that there is no God. And then they operate and then they try to find out some correlations, some observations, some inferences which substantiate their position. So, knowledge doesn't begin with a blank slate. Knowledge begins with a certain set of assumptions, and those set of assumptions comprise our faith. In this case, so we don't have a matter of whether to choose faith, or not. We can only choose the nature of our faith. What will I have faith in? So, faith is not a matter of choice. Only the content of faith is the matter of choice. The object of faith is the matter of choice, we could say. Whom am I going to have faith in? In this case, Krishna is saying that if you have faith in the process that it will lead to knowledge and you practice the process, then Shraddhava Labhate Jnanam. And for the Shraddha to lead to Jnana, now faith, as in the Bible it is said, faith without works is useless. So it's not just we simply have faith in the mind, but it has to be shown in our actions. So Krishna is talking about that in the next line in 39b. So he says, Tat paraha, one should become devoted to that absolute truth. One should pursue that absolute truth diligently. Sanyate indriyaha, Sanyatendriyaha
is
control of senses. So the whole principle in practicing yoga is to be detached. Detached from the fruits of work. And if the senses are not controlled, then the senses will always be craving for the fruits of work. For the sense objects.
Ultimately, most people do work so that they can get some sense objects
to enjoy. So, tatparaha sanyate indriyaha. So, that faith has to be translated in action. And action is that there is pursuit of spirit and there is distancing from matter. Tatparaha. One becomes devoted to that, the pursuit of transcendental knowledge. And one regulates the senses by which one is not constantly chasing after sense gratification. This is the these are three criteria Krishna is saying: faith, devotion, and regulation, or faith, dedication, and regulation. Faith that there is that this process will lead me to higher knowledge. Then there is dedication, that means one follows the process determinedly, and then there is regulation. Just like when we go to a doctor. We need to have faith in the doctor. But along with the faith, that faith has to be expressed through tatparaha. Commitment to following the instruction of the doctor. Take this medicine, take this injection, do this surgery, whatever. Tatparaha. And sayate indriyaha. And the doctor gives a prescription. Don't eat this food, don't do this, don't do that. That also one has to follow. So essentially Krishna is giving a similar analysis over here. And Jnanam labdhva param shantim. So, in this way, by faith, by detachment from matter, by regulation from matter, and by commitment to spirit, what will happen? One will acquire knowledge, and then by that knowledge, one will get supreme peace. Because the person will go beyond the agitations which come in the mind because of the sense objects, because the mind has become purified now. And then, Jnanam labdhva param shantim achirena adhigacchati achirena. Quickly, one will attain the supreme peace. Now, we see in 38th verse, Krishna said, Kalena atmani vindati. And now in 39th verse, he is saying, achirena. So, kalena means gradually and achirena is quickly. So, what does it mean? It can have multiple meanings. One level is that it's relative. You know, if we are very impatient and think that, okay, today I start practicing and tomorrow I'll become purified completely. That is an unrealistic expectation. So, in that sense, kalena, it will take time. It may take years, it may take even a lifetime, or it may take many lifetimes also. Kalena. But another point of view is that if you look at it from the point of view eternity of the soul and from the near eternity for which we have been in material existence, then achirena, it is not a very long time. It is, relatively speaking, a small time. So depending on the perspective, it can seem a very long time or it can be understood to be a relatively short time. When people value something, suppose a person values, oh, if I just become a doctor, then I'll have such prestige, such position, such wealth. So then if one has accepted that as one's life's goal, then even 10-15 years of study doesn't seem too much, because that person feels, yes, I'm going to achieve something wonderful. It's worth it. So like that one should feel. Now another perspective to understand it is, that Krishna, another way of looking at this is that kalena is that for the practice of yoga to lead to knowledge, to inner illumination will take time. So we keep practicing karma yoga, we keep practicing bhakti yoga, and gradually there is inner purification that is happening and there is inner illumination that is happening by that. But this is gradual, kalena. But then Krishna is saying that once the knowledge is acquired, but the knowledge is there in the heart, then the peace will come immediately. So, the kalena and the achirena can be either said from two different perspectives, on the perspective of immediate results and perspective of eternity, or it can be said to refer to two distinct stages in the process. So, one stage is gradual,
by the practice of karma, by the practice of karma yoga, to come to the level of knowledge is gradual. But once one has come to the level of knowledge, to get param shantim is quick. So either way, Krishna is continuing the glorification of the knowledge by saying that if we have shraddha, then you will attain param shantim. You will attain not the volatile peace that is there in this war field, but you will attain the supreme peace. Thank you.